broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for May the 6th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour 2 of 2. Always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country is our goal. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't need a revolution, but we need a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Last hour, Larry Pratt, gunowners.org, making a difference for liberty. Welcome to the broadcast. Kirk Crosby's with me. Hello, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. Listener Steve emailed in, Kurt.
Yes, he, you know, basically responded on this whole, Larry Pratt thing and, that kind of stuff. He says, well, what we need is appropriate government leadership. And he said, Major
now,
Tom,
by the way,
are you
I
there?
Agree with that Major 100%. Tom? We need appropriate government leadership. He's right.
Yeah. Then he says, can you hear me, Major Tom? I try to remember where that's from. I think that's like a, you probably remember it from
another idea,
song or a show.
Mort
or
Culling Olson. Mort Culling Olson.
Oh, man. Okay,
Olson.
Good.
Kind of a different idea, but similar, right?
Then he says, the white middle class Christians love the Gestapo. They love the Nazi SD government thug enforcers. The gun lobby is not doing anything.
Your response,
at least the NRA would be what I think he's talking about. When I think of the the guys at the Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt's organization, I'm grateful for what they do and the good gun lobby guys. But there are many who, they just kind of, like in this case with this Miriam Carey, kind of put a blind eye up about it and don't talk about it. So there are those who fit that, but there are those who are, being part of the solution.
Well, and I agree that we need greater government leadership. I agree with that 100%. And I also agree that it can be very frustrating when you feel like, man, nothing anybody's doing is making a difference. You just get to the point where you're just like, man, none of this is working. Talking, it doesn't do anything. Working on it doesn't seem to do anything. Hey, these things aren't effective. I get that frustration. And I think that frustration is increasing in America, Kurt. And I can see why. So I identify with the problem, the frustration. I also identify with the idea that, hey, we need appropriate government leadership. No doubt about it. I think those ideas are spot on. However, let me give you an example that kind of makes the point. Right now, everybody thinks the cops are evil. Poor guy in Baltimore just got murdered. Crazy. He didn't do anything. He just got beat up and abused. But look, this guy was a criminal. Okay, he had a rap sheet. We also find out as we dug more, this guy was actually friends with the cops. And on the street, he was pretty wild, but behind the scenes, he was working with the cops, and he'd help them solve a lot of crimes. Okay? Now, it turns out that there's more to the evidence than we know. Baltimore police find deadly object on the body of Freddie Gray that might be a game changer, says IJ Review. Okay? Now, the Baltimore prosecutor insists that it's not illegal. But all I'm telling you is, what's going on here? Okay, we don't have an innocent until proven guilty mentality in America anymore either. Okay, we want to just barbecue the cops. They're evil. They're killing everybody. Well, in some cases, that's true. And there should be accountability, no question. But, Kurt, in many cases, if not most, when you do digging, it's not as cut and dry as we think it is. And it's easy to armchair quarterback this thing. But when we say that nobody's doing anything about things in our society and that hey, you know what? The gun lobbies aren't doing any good. I don't agree with that, Kurt. I don't agree with that at all. And the reason I don't is because we have more states that have constitutional carry now than we had 5 years ago. I'm going to say that again. We have more states now that have constitutional carry, the best term to say, hey, gun laws don't apply here, More states that have that than we had 5 years ago. We also have more states that have concealed carries, which I don't think is the best solution, but it's better than no carry. It's a step in the right direction. And you've got states like Utah that have concealed carry permits that are recognized in like 36 other states or some number. I don't have the number in front of me, but it's something like that. Okay, those are things that we didn't have before, okay? We also have certain states standing up and saying, wait a minute, we're not going to have gun-free zones. They don't work. They're a problem. So is it a battle? Yes. Are we losing ground in many ways? Yes. Is it a struggle? Absolutely. But the idea that nobody's doing anything and that nothing works isn't true. That's just a defeatist attitude. And I don't think that solves anything. And my question for those who will say those things, that hey, the gun lobbies aren't doing any good. You know what? Radio shows aren't doing any good. Oh, man, what would the solution of the naysayers be, Kurt?
Well, it seems like at least a few times I engage in, what do you call it, face-to-face or some kind of communication with these kind of individuals. I understand their situation, their feelings.
Their frustrations,
Yeah, I always tell folks I'm a little bit like the guy who said, hey, I want patience, I want it now. But, you know, the fact is we can point to many solutions that are working, many improvements that are moving forward. On the other hand, we can certainly, if we want, we could point to the, you know, glass half empty scenario.
But these guys are saying the glass is all the way empty, Kurt, and there ain't nothing you can do about it, bro. Yeah.
And it's never going to have a drop in there. And yet, you know, you and I spent
some
time.
And if it does get a drop in there, you certainly won't be around to drink it, Kurt. That's what I'm telling you. See, I'm just saying, where do we get with that? What's the answer? What's the upside to that? What can I work on? What can I do with
that? I don't see an upside to that thing. And when we point to the Prince of Peace, Jesus, and you look at his suggestions, knowing all that he knew and knows, he still said, be of good cheer.
There you have it. All I'm telling you is I don't mean to be argumentative, and I'm not trying to attack any listeners, but I'm kind of saying, I don't know, what would the solution be then? If the glass is empty, if there's no drop in it, if there becomes a drop in it out of some magic craziness, then you wouldn't be around to drink it or whatever. What is the answer? What would their solution be? If they want to make that claim, then we just shut down Gun Owners of America. We shut down Matt Shea and all his work up there in the Nevada or the Washington legislature. He's not doing any good. Getting elected doesn't do any good. So we just forget that. We go ahead and just, you know, get rid of the talk shows because they're not doing any good. What's the answer then, Kurt? What's the solution? These guys can tear a lot down about what people are trying to accomplish. But what solution do these people have that are kind of in that mode, Kurt? Do you know of any solution? When you ask them, when you talk to them, do they come up with anything that gives you hope, gives you encouragement, gives you a direction, gives you something that you can spend your time on and work on? Is there anything that helps you engage? Is there anything that helps you become a better person? As the Boy Scouts say, leave a better campsite than you found it. Is there anything there that you can grab onto? And if there's not and there's no hope, then what?
I don't hear it, and that's why I suggest and recommend to anyone to simply, you know, take the positive role. Occasionally I'll hear from, you know, an individual in this kind of mental state that, hey, man, we're just going to need to go in with guns blazing and, somehow that will make it better. I just don't see that.
Yeah, that's going to work.
Being the solution. I suppose, at least I like to point out the peaceful ways. I do believe in some kind of a, I guess you could say, protesting. For example, when the people, the good school teachers across America tell me that they can't take the Bible to school, I suggest, well, everybody just take it tomorrow. Is the Supreme Court going to lock y'all up? You know, I just don't think it's going to happen. But that isn't, you know, the kind of solution that these individuals typically want to hear. They typically want to focus on the.
What about my idea, save a citizen, get a gun, Kurt? What about that idea? Is that a non-starter, won't do any good deal, too?
I think that is a starter. You know, I mean, where you continue to point out the positive solutions that individuals are making when they do that. The standard media doesn't do that at all. In fact, I'd even suggest to these individuals to promote the kind of media that does give them a voice, at least.
Well, and then I got a question. And I'm going to give you an example of some people that do nothing. There's no value in what they're doing except... I'll tell you the result in seconds, okay?
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, having a good time on your radio. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast as well. You know, Liberty Roundtable is syndicated by Liberty News Radio and Republic Broadcasting Network. RepublicBroadcasting.org, a partner in Solutions. We're grateful for their leadership and their involvement as the new media continues to take center stage. No doubt he who owns the media makes the rules. And so I'm convinced we promote solution. After solution, after solution. Save a citizen, get a gun was one of them I had at the last hour. Are you taking your Bible to school is a question Kirk Crosby has. What if enough people did it? What are they going to do about it, huh? Peaceful protest is valuable and is the answer. But let me give you some examples, Kurt, to kind of make a difference. Now you got a headline, Baltimore riots point to failure of gun control laws. Now, new media taking center stage will promote those headlines and tell the truth and educate the American people. But 20 years ago, you wouldn't even have heard of that, Kurt. You wouldn't have heard of that. That wouldn't even have challenged the status quo then. Now it is. Let me give you another example. The Solution, the Sheriff's Posse. We're telling that on nationally syndicated radio. Do we need to be bigger? Do we need more Americans to believe in that and get involved in that? More sheriffs? Absolutely. That's what the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association is about. By the way, 20 years ago, that didn't exist. Now, we've at least got a challenge to the status quo for sheriffs being deceived and an educational opportunity for sheriffs. CSPOA.org if you want to donate. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of other examples. There's two governors, one in Utah, Republican Governor Gary Herbert. There's also Texas Republican Governor. His name is Greg Abbott, okay? And there's this operation called Jade Helm 15, which means the military is going to declare a significant portion of the United States, try Texas, Utah, and California as hostile territory, and they're going to train alongside citizens in a military operation called Jade Helm 15. Is it real? Yes. Fox and everybody and their dog has reported on it to date. However, I'm going to give you the response of two different governors. The Republican Utah Governor Gary Herbert says, Jade Helm 15 training is standard. No big deal. Don't worry about it. They've assured us it's all good. Confirmation by the Utah governor that it is happening. But the only reason Governor Herbert is responding to it at all, Kurt, is because they say about 20 citizens called and were very concerned. Now, Kurt, let me ask you, if the American people were doing what they ought to be doing, what if that was 20,000 or 200,000 or 2 million citizens called Governor Gary Herbert? Do you think he might have a different reaction than don't worry, it's okay, be happy?
Well, these, I hate to use the phrase, but professional bureaucrats are, the ones that want to get elected. They count the numbers, and there's a lot of calls, and they get quite concerned. That's how you get them moving.
Now, let me ask you the next question. Do you think that it would even be a news story if the 20 people had not called at all, Kurt?
Not at all.
Okay.
No, I don't.
So those 20 people did make a difference. And they were even quoted in the story as, hey, the reason we're telling you that it's going to be all right is because 20 people called. Now, if 20 became 200, 2,000, 200,000, and the American people started to really engage with this thing, I'm telling you, the governor would be forced to deal with this. So would the mainstream press. Right now, the mainstream press just became an aide in the governor saying, don't worry, it's all good, be happy. We're saying a different tune on Liberty Roundtable, challenging the status quo. These 20 people calling the governor, challenging the status quo. Now, I got more proof. In Texas, more people complained than 20, Kurt, by a long shot. You want to know what the Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, what his response is, Kurt?
Yep.
He's asked his state guard to monitor the exercise. Mm-hmm. So as more people complain and say we're not comfortable with this, you've got the governor now saying I'm going to at least take some action on the state level. Is it enough? No. But as more people engage, the narrative changes. What if, again, in Texas, 5 million people in the state of Texas complained? Said, hey, man, we're not doing okay. In the counties where the greatest complaints are, they say they've now decided not to have Jade Helm 15 in those counties, Kurt. Is that true? I don't know yet. We'll have to keep an eye on the ball. My point is, no one can tell me that their voices are not making a difference. You'll never get that done telling me that. Because I've got proof right here today. Modern real-time story. I don't even have to look back in the archives for a story to prove the point.
Yep.
Okay? So many questions. So much we still don't know about the Miriam Carey mystery murder. Okay? You got people digging on that. You think the mainstream press would even be talking about it? You think there'd be new information released if good people weren't doing something, Kurt?
Nope. I don't.
All right? We got to build relationships of trust. Okay? Are you taking your Bible to school? I think that's one of the great answers. Now, the internet has been a huge game changer in terms of a lot of this difference, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
And that's why now they're trying to push for net neutrality. That's government control of the internet under the guise of making it all seem fair. That's how they usually roll. Look at the Patriot Act, The most abusive violate your rights and your privacy act on the planet, virtually, but it's called the Patriot Act. And pro-choice is really pro-death. Okay, do you see how their deception works? Same thing's happening with net neutrality on the internet. But, Kurt, you asked a very serious question, and I've had this story for quite a while. We need to get to it now because it dovetails perfectly. That is this. Is the internet on the brink of collapse, Kurt?
Well, there's some of these, you know, experts that say that that's the situation, you know, with the, you know, some of these so-called, you know, technology kind of guys. What I wanted to know, you know, this is a piece from across the pond, by the way, the dailymail.co.uk. So they say, yeah, is the internet on the brink of collapse? The web could reach its limit in just 8 years. That's what engineers warn. Internet speeds have increased by 50-fold in the last decade alone. Optical fibers have reached capacity and can't transfer any more light. Laying down more cables may solve problems, but this will increase cost. It's harder and harder to keep ahead. This is what Professor Andrew Ellis says. What I want to know is, you know, what's your response to that, Sam?
Well, let me just spell it. C-R-A-P.
There you go.
It's a bunch of crap, you know, Kurt. Now, let me tell you why it's a bunch of crap. Well, I don't deny that the engineers have a point as things currently stand. Okay? They've got a point. So don't call me and say you don't know enough about the internet. You don't know enough about technology to really talk about this. You know what? I'll take off the gloves. I know plenty. And I'm telling you right now, as things currently stand, these engineers may have a point. Okay? But it's always the same thing like the population control idea, Kurt. Oh, my goodness. If we have another mouth to feed, the world won't be able to sustain the population. By golly, if you have another baby, everybody's going to starve. Oh, my goodness, if another person takes a shower, we're not going to have any water. By golly, and they melt down, and the sky is always falling with these non-solution-oriented deceivers of the truth. Okay? The fact is, I agree that at some point a cable can't transmit more light, which means you can't send data across the cable. And there is capacity restraints. I get all that, and I don't disagree. However, Kurt, I submit to you that there are better and better technologies coming to the table all the time to deal with this. And there are better ways to, and this is the whole point, to decentralize the internet. And the problem with the capacity of the internet is this centralization that's gone on. In other words, the internet's a big place. And the internet, you can go from point A to point B. It's called point-to-point data traffic, where you don't need the whole centralization idea, Kurt. But what you got to understand is there's only a few servers across the internet. They're very centralized. There's not that many of them, called DNS servers. Okay? Dynamic name servers. When you punch in libertyroundtable.com, the computer doesn't know anything about what libertyroundtable.com is. It has no idea. But the computer goes out to another computer and says, hey, man, what's the number for libertyroundtable.com? And the computer, the DNS server, responds and says, here's the number. Then the computer goes to that number. Well, the reason I tell you this is there are currently not that many DNS servers around the internet that control the whole DNS record database. That is centralization. That's a serious problem. That can be solved with decentralization. The next topic in seconds about this is regulation, government control. We'll talk about it in seconds.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T. At LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
The question is, the internet on the brink of collapse. The web could reach its limit in just 8 years, say engineers. Internet speeds have increased by 50% or 50-fold just in the last decade alone. What's that, 50-fold? It's a lot of increase. Optical fibers have reached capacity and can't transmit any more light. What do you think, Sam? Is the net going to melt down? And my response is twofold. One, Kurt, if they want it to melt down, it will, because it's centrally controlled. Okay, you can say that it's not, but I beg to differ. I can prove that it's centrally controlled. You've got a few servers. You take down a few of those servers, and the internet's, for the most part, disabled. You also have government control of internet, and you see in different countries when the internet's doing too much good for liberty, the people just get shut down completely. That happens and can happen in America. You've also got very huge fiber trunk lines that crisscross the United States and crisscross the oceans, and you chop a few of those big core trunks, and boom, we're completely down. The electricity that powers all the computers, Kurt, in the first place is centrally controlled. It's a power grid, and that can be taken down in seconds, whether it be by thug hackers and or by governments, which, you know, amounts to the same thing, really. So it's very centrally controlled, Kurt, and the answer is twofold. One, decentralization, and two, deregulation. Okay, you got too much regulation going on, and they're trying for more regulation, which will make the problem even worse. So is the internet going to reach its capacity? Well, if they want it to and shut it down or control it, they can and they will. The real answer is the internet was designed by DARPA back in the day as scalable. In other words, back in the day, it was just two or three locations, Kurt. And you can create subnets or intranets, are the words used, to segment the network. In other words, if I communicate with Kurt and we live 5 miles apart, on the, quote, internet, I don't need to go out to the internet. If we both have the same internet provider, I can be on their intranet, a little private, scalable system. If they decentralize the DNS capabilities and we update the web to where we can control this information on a more local, segmented, or desegregated scenario, we won't need a centralization. And so the answers, Kurt, lie in less regulation and decentralization. And as it currently stands, can they make sure that it runs out of space and that we have a problem and a crisis? Yes, they can. But they've been telling you there's a crisis everywhere, all day, all the time, Kurt. I mean, Al-Qaeda's behind your left shoulder. The internet's going down. You're about to starve everybody because you keep having babies. They just go on and on and on and on and on about the woes. And by the way, nobody's doing any good to fix anything anyway. And see, this message I just can't take. I'm preaching that America's the greatest country on the face of the earth. Why? Because we started out as a Judeo-Christian nation based on God's law being above government's law. And the laws of man were designed to protect the innocent. The government was designed by men under the direction of God for the protection of people and to allow God's word to be taught everywhere. That's what America was built upon, okay? And as long as we hold on to that ideal, I'm telling you right now, the internet's not going to melt down. We will find an answer. We will find solutions. I'm just Joe Blow, IT guy out here. I'm not claiming I'm the most knowledgeable, but I've got more knowledge than most, that's for sure. I'm telling you right now, there are answers in deregulation and decentralization. And this idea that there's a boogeyman everywhere is just bogus. I mean, I remember back in the 70s, they were telling me, we're going to run out of gas, Kurt. There ain't any more oil left, buddy. You can't even buy gas except for if you're on the odd or the even days. Because, man, we got a crisis happening here. There's not even any oil anymore.
Well, and, that's right. And remember, there was a limited number of dinosaurs. So, I mean, you know, once you finished up with all those dead dinosaurs, no more.
We better start growing dinosaurs in the lab then, you know. See, all I'm saying is this is crazy. And now what, Kurt? This is almost 50 years later. The early 70s when we had all these gas crises, 40 years later. And now they say, by golly, there's an abundance of oil, an abundance of gas everywhere. In fact, golly, we don't know what to do. There's so much oil, so much gas, the price is plummeting. And we don't have the control mechanism, the global OPEC people, the price-fixing thugs stopping it. What are we going to do? What? I thought we were running out of gas 40 years ago. In fact, we put the Energy Department in place to deal with such a crisis. What have they accomplished? Okay, we pretend there's boogeymen everywhere all the time, Kurt. I mean, Al-Qaeda's coming through your back door right now, aren't they, Kurt? And I know they are. Okay, I'm just telling you, I'm not buying the doomsday scenarios everywhere all the time. Are there real bad things that can happen in America? Yes. Are we in perilous times? Without question. The Bible and Scripture teaches it. Prophets have said so, ancient and modern. No doubt we're at perilous times. But I don't believe that everything's a crisis. I mean, how many times have you heard your whole life, Kurt, that by golly, you better have your food because tomorrow there's not going to be any food. You better have your finances in place because tomorrow the economic system is going to collapse. Okay? Eventually, some of those things may come to pass. I really believe that the food concern is one of the greatest concerns we have with this bird swine flu stuff and all these different things. We have real challenges, Kurt. There's no doubt about it. But I'm not convinced that everything is just a disaster, that everything is going down, that everything is a problem. Okay? I don't believe it. Okay? Let me give you an example. Headline says this. U.S. boosts bird flu emergency. They created new funds for this because of the H5 spread to 14 states, according to Reuters. This is a serious concern, Kurt. This really is. Are there answers? I think there are. I think there are things we can do to decrease the problems. But we're not going to decrease the problems by saying no one's doing any good and there's nothing we can do about it. Okay, we have serious issues. Are you more worried about bird flu or the internet?
So let me get this straight, Sam. Because of this bird flu thing, you're not going to go ahead and just, you know, off yourself because of the dangerous situation we're in. I mean, you're just not going to...
Let me ask you, Kurt, are you more worried about the internet going down? Are you more worried about bird flu? Are you more worried about the financial collapse? Are you more worried about the food collapse? Or are you more worried about Barack Obamacare?
You know, all of those things are a concern for me. And yet...
justly so.
I'm still able to sleep. I still wake up with hope and move forward and do what I can do. It's just the way I do things.
Maybe the term would be faith instead of fear, Kurt?
Well, that's exactly right, Sam. Maybe that would be the term, but that's where we are.
Well, and I don't deny that a lot of these things are problems, Kurt, but do you think we can deal with these problems? Have we had problems before? Kurt's thinking about that one.
Well, a listener called, and I was just
We've had problems before, Kurt.
That's right. They've been around for a while, aren't new in the world,
ladies and gentlemen.
You know, yeah, there's always something for you to work on. And, you know, if you go back to when the Prince of Peace was on the planet, you know, he had some concerns. And yet he, you know, he went ahead and did his best, even under questionable circumstances. And, you know, we've been told, hey, we're supposed to pretty much just kind of follow him.
And they were really out to get him, weren't they, Kurt?
They were, yeah. I mean, they, you know, it was definitely the Pharisees and the boys were, you know, they had, the fix was in for Jesus.
Hey, Kurt, I want to tell you that May is National High Blood Pressure Education Month, okay?
Okay, I got to make a note on that.
Well, I mean, I know you're stressed, and so I thought I'd just tell you that.
Well, yeah, and that ought to help you out, certainly, you know. I mean,
but, it depends on what you do about your high blood pressure. If you get on all kinds of pharmacology, thugocracy, drugs and stuff like that with side effects everywhere, then it may be a crisis, Kurt. But there are natural health and healing solutions to deal with that. If you go to thepowermall.com, you can check out many of them, thepowermall.com. You can also get a hold of Kurt Cosby for answers also. We don't believe in just one solution. There's plenty of them, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and we, you know, we had a good conversation with an individual last night who finds himself in a tough situation, and yet, you know, he seemed to, you know, be, I guess you could say, almost positive. I mean, he was even making jokes every so often, you know, Sam, and, you know, it was refreshing compared to, the previous, I guess you could say, attorney that we've had to deal with in the same situation there. This individual finds himself in a lot worse health situation, and yet he seemed to have kind of a, you know, cheerful demeanor about him. And, you know, he's working on solutions. He said to us, hey, man, I've only been on the job for about a week, so give me a little bit of time on it. But fact is, you know, we'd all like to fix it today, but the fact is we got this mess over some time, and it's going to take us a while to get out of it.
My response is we're working on it. We're working on it. Richard Mack emailed me with a positive news piece. I'll tell you about it in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Well, Kurt, we mentioned the value of the internet. It's a game changer when it comes to defending the sacred cause of liberty. We talked about internet speeds have increased. We talked about the web could reach its capacity, say engineers in 8 years. Is the internet on the brink of collapse? But we didn't talk about this gentleman. He was on the internet, and I guess he collapsed, and he freaked, Kurt. You have the details? Maybe this guy shouldn't be on the internet, Kurt.
Well, yeah, this is a story out of China. And, what I was wondering, anyway, here, I'll read you the headline. Chinese man who collapsed after 14-day web binge begs paramedics to turn on his computer. Mr. Zia, XIA, 21 years old, told paramedics who arrived to treat him, "Leave me alone and turn on the computer for me. I want to surf the internet." I guess, he, at least some of the people around him or whatever at the internet cafe had said, hey, man, that he had been there a long time. He'd been, going without food, et cetera. So, I suppose they'd have to treat him for internet addiction. I just don't understand that kind of stuff. But in this case, maybe he was just getting a little taste of freedom in China, and he's been reading all these, good.
I bet he was like a Liberty Roundtable bender.
Yeah, maybe that's what was going on with him. Nah, I think mostly he was probably just playing video games.
All right.
But anyway.
Well, listener TZ emails in, Kurt, speaking of the Ferguson / Baltimore scenario, and then speaking of the Jade Helm 15, Texas, Utah, California scenario. And he basically says, hey, man, why don't they do that military training in Baltimore or Ferguson instead of Texas and or Utah?
Well, yeah.
Well, first off, you got Posse Comitatus to worry about in that regard. Right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of a concern. However, then he says also, where is public school in the Constitution? And why isn't that father homeschooling his children in the first place? Mm-hmm. And then he says, about bringing your Bibles into school, Kurt. The problem is they'll just call the Department of Family Services, buddy, and take your kids.
Yeah. If everybody did it, I think the Department of Family Services would have just a little bit, too much business. You see these instances where we use Facebook or whatever for all these little things. Like I've heard of kids all dressing up with a certain color because of something that happened, and yet I haven't heard of the Christians calling for a national day of take your Bible to school.
And that's your point. If there's enough of them, they couldn't do that either.
Yeah. It's called a protest, isn't it?
Yes, and the other point that I would make, though, is this. My solution, and again, we're full of solutions at Liberty Roundtable, and I know some people say we don't accomplish anything, Kurt, but I'm telling you, the answer is to take
some
your kid out of...
Some people say we're full of it,
That's true.
But,
But TZ, the listener, points out what we've been pointing out forever, Kurt. Why don't you just take your kids out of that government cesspool in the first place? It's part of the Communist Manifesto, number one. Number two, your kids have been indoctrinated. Number three, your kids are, sex is everywhere. Drugs are everywhere. Violence is everywhere. Kids are committing suicide everywhere. Why the heck would you put your kids in that in the first place, Kurt? I don't get it.
Well, I agree. But, you got the same kind of people who, they were there, maybe Columbine, you know, you'd think the whole place would have been emptied out right after the shooting, because they would have said, man, I don't want to have my kids in danger like all those other kids that died there. But as far as I know, the school just went right on, and in a few days, everybody was right back there. You know, you see it time and time again. It's not going to happen to me. You know, that's what they think.
Good point. There's one last statement from listener TZ that I've got to put on the radio, Kurt. And I, you know, I want listeners to know I can't put everything you send me on the radio, but I do my best to pick and cherry pick, I think, the things that relate to our discussions the most, and I do my best to give every listener a chance to chime in, kind of a thing. However, the listener TZ says this: I have hope, but it's in God. Now, Kurt, that's fantastic. In my opinion,
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, yeah. And when you remember who's in charge of the planet, the weatherman isn't the guy that stands on TV and tells you what he thinks the weather is. The real weatherman is, well, the G-man. Yeah,
yeah, with a big capital G, control. Baby. I'm telling you, he's in the house. Now.
Yes, he is.
Richard Mack emails and he says, hey, man, is all this stuff true about Texas going to monitor the feds with Jade Helm 15? And I wrote back and said, yeah, this from the Deseret News. And I gave him the headline we talked about the governor there asking the National Guard to monitor things. It was in a Deseret News story in Utah. Then Richard Mack writes back and he says, good news. Maybe all the calls that the office did not receive may have had an impact. In other words, they're all saying, hey, maybe what people are doing are making a difference, Kurt.
Well, you're right. And you and I both agree that, hey, if there's only 1,000 calls, that we wish there was 10,000. But the bottom line is, you know, when these people speak up, you know, good things happen. You know, it's called government that we must participate in. It's what, you know, it's what it takes, right?
I got two fantastic stories we've got to get to by the end of the hour. Yeah. This is serious business, Kurt. I'm just telling you right now, they're going to have a redesign of the Apple TV remote, dude. Yeah. Ooh. The Apple remote, the new one's coming out, it's going to have a touchpad, sir. Instead of a gazillion buttons and you don't know what any of them do, Kurt, you're just going to have a touchpad.
All right. So I guess you're really excited about that.
Swipe and tap, baby, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think if there's a solution in America, a better mousetrap, a better remote's on tap, bro.
There you go.
That way you can watch more TV and lull yourself into a sense of carnal false security, and you're good to go, bro. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I got you. Makes perfect sense to me.
But yeah. Buffett is in the news as well.
Warren Buffett. Yeah. Yes.
He's in the food industry, I guess, now, isn't he, Kurt?
Well, yeah, he wants, you know, he says, hey, man, look, here's how I figure out which ones to donate or to buy up, you know, companies. You know, he says, hey, go to Whole Foods. And he says, you know, you don't really see smiles as much as you do when you go to, like, junk food places, you know. And so those are the ones he's buying up. Now, I understand, you know, if you're talking about an investment, you know, idea, but, you know, the part that he might not understand, even with all his money, is it won't buy him health, even with billions of dollars, unless he puts the money in the right place.
Well, I mean, look, Kurt, if they got a new Apple TV remote, I bet junk food will be on the docket, bro. He's invested probably in the right stuff to make money.
Great point, Sam.
Now, I'm not saying it's the best solution for America. I'm not saying it's what I'd invest in. But if your goal is just bottom line cash, baby, look, if they're going to design a new remote for Apple TV, you can have more TV watching junk food eating people, then hey.
Mm-hmm. You know. I hear that. Yeah, yeah.
Good McDonald's point. Came up with the phrase, we love to make you smile, to drive home Warren Buffett's point.
Yes.
Agree with Warren or not, the fact is he tends to have a good nose for the cash, bro.
Yeah.
He knows where to go.
And he typically doesn't even have to pay his taxes.
Of course not.
For,
have
you
to do that?
Way.
That's only for idiots like me and you. Come on.
Yeah, that's right. Good point.
I'm just saying.
Interesting deal, huh, Mr.
No, it just goes to show, ladies and gentlemen, that that something's amiss when Americans aren't engaged in the solutions. And our goal is to grow the choir, grow the people who are willing to care about America and the solutions. And are our efforts, you know, like legendary? Are our efforts going to solve the world by 3 o'clock tomorrow? I don't think so. However, nobody could tell me that I'm not leaving a better world than I found it. Nobody could tell me that my efforts are worthless and have me believe them. They can say that all they want to, but I'm convinced that the work I'm doing, the work Kurt's doing, the work we, the people, are doing, does matter. And we are making a difference, Kurt, and I don't want to believe anything else, because otherwise, what do we have? Right? What's the answer if we decide that our efforts are worthless and we disengage, if you will, or give up or whatever? Then what is our hope? Where do we hang?
And we are open to better solutions. I mean, don't get us wrong, but the fact is, you know, we present the best ones we know of to you, and we work on them as best we can.
Yeah, I agree with that. And that's why I say we're open to ideas, and that's why I'm really for people telling me, what ideas do you have? Now, TZ chimed in an answer. He said, get your kids out of the government school. Don't send your Bibles to school. Just get your kids out. Well, I agree with both plans. Get your kids out or send the Bibles to school. Take your pick of how gutsy you are. I personally have never put my kids in government school, Kurt.
Yeah, I personally want to suggest on the Bible thing of what I'm talking about is all those teachers that complain to me and say, hey, man, you know, we'd have the Bible in there if we could, but the Supreme Court says we can't. And I just say, look, tell them all to take them one day and watch what happens.
Well, and you're also saying, Kurt, that you know what? If you are not in the position, maybe, to take your kid out of school, it'd be good if you would. But if you won't do that, at least you can do something else a little less aggressive. But do something is the point. And we don't have to agree on every solution. That isn't the point either. The point is that people are working on what they think is best. And we're not here to down the efforts of others. We're here to bring them to the round table and tell you about it and let you decide where your money, where your time, where your efforts should be involved. Pray to get guidance and go to work is what we're talking about. That's what we've done, and we hope you'll do the same. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this nation is worth saving. This nation is a beacon on a hill. This nation can return to its greatness. This nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com.